Hi, welcome to another mod in special and map special, including community news. In this podcast, made by RC401 for CNC World, dated on the 13th of August 2010. First off, I'm going to talk about the Reinforcements 2 Assistant mod 11th update for the August. A new update for this mod, as for the Yuri's Revenge, has just been posted by Xenonetitians. In this update, two new units have been added for the Allies and Yuri side. Each unit has its own abilities. These units are the Lancer ADGM carrier for Allies and the Devourer for Yuri side. You can view some of the sample pictures at ModDB. Next, we have Country, new map for Generals. A new map for Command & Conquer Generals has just been reviewed by Fighter96 and is available to download by going to CNCNZ's map download page. Simply called Country, this map contains 4 small supply piles for each player, dozens of garrisons, 2 oil refineries with skirmish mode support and more. Following the interview by Chicken Dipper, CNCNZ has once again interviewed Kuna7, the mastermind and leader behind the magnificent mob Tiberium Eclipse. In this interview, he's able to present himself and his team to the community as he discusses his work about his team and on this great mod. The full interview can be viewed at CNCNZ. Next, we have the RoboStorm 2.0 full effects mode gameplay video. It has just been released on YouTube, which demonstrates the full effects mode of this mod, which is only suitable for skirmish and offline play. The video can be viewed at youtube.com. Then we have King's Wrath TD version 1 beta. A new multiplayer map for Command & Conquer 3 King's Wrath has just been released by Earl115 and is available to download by going to CNCNZ. It contains 30 levels with 4 bosses, 1 boss bonus level. You can build tanks for both GDI and not, then use them to destroy creeps to win. More information can be found at CNCNZ.com or PPM. A special pack. Then we have the Real War Emperor 3D release. This pack has been released by Shure and it's available for downloads. Upon downloading this mod pack, modders can use this to in their own mods, especially if you're just starting out. Plus, it's also a good idea to see people sharing the work. You can also download the 3D model pack from the Freedom Studio forums. Next, we have the CNC4 Soundtrack Orchestra recording session. Just recently, CNC4 composer James Hannigan posted a short video on his YouTube channel featuring some footage of the Philharmonic Orchestra at Air Studio in London during the recording session for the game soundtrack back in October 2009. You can watch it below. Well, that's all for today, and this is the last podcast for the week. And if you're interested, please send me your email and I will notify you 3 days prior to another podcast. But in the meantime, expect no podcast for about 1 month. This is RC401 from CNC World signing off.